This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump said Friday the U.S. government was working with other countries to develop a coronavirus vaccine at an accelerated pace while preparing to distribute a vaccine once one is ready. At an event in the White House Rose Garden, Trump expressed his hope that a vaccine would be in place before the end of the year. He said his administration would mobilize its forces to get a vaccine distributed once one was in place.
It's risky, it's expensive, but we'll be saving massive amounts of time. We'll be saving years if we do this properly, and that's what we're doing. So we're gearing up on the assumption that we'll have in the near future, relatively near future, a vaccine.
Experts have warned it would likely take 12 to 18 months or more to get a vaccine ready for the public. But the president has sought to speed up that time frame while also playing down the need for a vaccine as he encourages U.S. states to reopen their economies. The coronavirus dealt another devastating blow to the U.S. economy. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says retail sales dropped by a record 16% from March to April as business shutdowns caused by COVID-19 kept shoppers away and threatened stores across the country. The sharpest drops occurred at clothiers, electronics stores, furniture stores, and restaurants. Purchases at retailers are a major component of overall consumer spending, which fuels about 70% of economic growth. Over the past 12 months, retail sales have plunged nearly 22%. I'm Mike Hempen.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Food and Drug Administration is giving new guidance to the White House with data suggesting a rapid COVID-19 test might be inaccurate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The White House has been giving the Abbott Laboratories test to President Trump and top staffers every day, and even featured the test in a Rose Garden display this week. But the FDA says it's looking at preliminary data suggesting the 15-minute test can miss virus cases and give false negatives. Asked on CBS if he'd recommend the test still be given to the president and others, Hahn says that's up to the White House. He says the new guidance is if somebody's suspected of having the disease and a test is negative, it might be worth getting a second test. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The United States has blamed Islamic State militants, not the Taliban, for a gruesome hospital attack in Afghanistan this week that killed 24 people, including